The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast, where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm your host, Christine.
And I'm your other host, Alex.
And we're siblings.
Did you plan all of that? That came out of nowhere.
No, I'm feeling really improv-y today.
Oh, no.
Everyone listening is like, God, no, damn it.
Well, I'm going to go by my script, which says that I am supposed to read a winner's review.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, we're doing a promotion through July, a giveaway, where people who leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts
right,
for Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
It's almost over, so if you haven't done it and you've been kind of on the fence, do it!
Yeah, because you could win some Beach Too Sandy merchandise.
It's pretty nice if I do say so myself.
I love it.
I do too. So who won?
Our winner this week is Beanish. B-E-A-N-I-S-H.
Oh, how much I hope that that's their given name.
This is titled, Such a Cute Podcast.
Cute, okay.
Beanish has this to say. I want to be cute, but I am just so taken by this sibling pair and their wit and charm. I really like these people, and I want you to listen. End of review.
That's so kind.
I thought it was just so kind and sweet and...
They said they want to be cute?
Yeah, but that was something that I wanted to tell the world, that Beanish, you are cute.
Beanish, you're pretty freaking cute.
Especially after that review.
Especially with that name.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Beanish.
So, Beanish, you should have received an DM on Instagram from us.
Yeah.
And there you go. You win.
Okay, so guys, leave a review if you haven't. That would be super nice for us and really helpful, and we read them, and it means a lot. This week's theme is
Walmart's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
God,
man,
people,
this improv, we're just really clicking here.
Siblings are the worst.
Last week, I just want to say, last week I did say that there's nothing to do in South Dakota.
That was not very nice.
It wasn't. So, I'm here to make amends.
The South Dakotans were really nice about it, though.
I'm going to tell everyone that there's also nothing to do in North Dakota.
Oh.
Happy now.
I said none of these things. I want no... I partake in none of this.
Well, actually, two people commented on our Facebook post today, Gia and Alex, and they were sad about my comment, and then... Gia said, yeah, say that about North Dakota. So there you go.
So you're
now
just...
Everyone's unhappy.
Instead of pleasing everyone, you're just pissing off equally everyone.
All like 1.5 million of you.
Okay, great. Glad we're doing this thing. Awesome. Well,
let's get into that theme. I'm just kidding, everyone. I would love to visit. I hear they're both beautiful. I plan on visiting one day in my life.
I hear the Walmarts are really terrible because I only read 1-star reviews.
You know what? by the end of this, you know what I was so sick of?
What?
The reviews that just said, it's a Walmart.
It's a Walmart.
At least 50 per Walmart.
A lot of them.
So 150
I saw one guy going through multiple Walmarts to write the same comment. It seemed like he really had a lot of time on his hands. And he would write, Walmartians.
I've never heard that
one. On every single one-star review on every single Walmart location in South Dakota. So
okay, but I love that term, so I appreciate that I have that in my lexicon.
It is good. It is a good term. Good. Okay, so who goes first?
How about you?
Okay. This is a review from Taylor. It is of a Walmart in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I did not write the individual addresses down.
They're all within like a mile.
There are like three or four, maybe.
Three, I think. I don't know.
So this is from Taylor. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Waited way longer than needed. Horrific customer service. Not to mention the metal bench I sat on was surrounded by stained walls and hair-covered floors. Makes me wonder what these employees are up to if they aren't helping their customers in a timely manner. Pause. This is a throwback. I had to do this review because this is a throwback to Baron of Cream. Because it says a timely manner, but it's spelled M-A-N-O-R. So I just like to think that the what are the employees up to in a timely manner? I don't know.
Ooh, I'm picturing now all the Walmart employees with they have a huge, huge estate out back.
However, the manor apparently has stained walls and hair covered
floors. That's true. That's pretty gross.
Pretty foul manor. Cool. Helping their customers in a timely manner. We'll be taking my Mooney to Target next time. End of review.
Please tell me what a Mooney is.
It's money with an extra O.
Oh my god.
That's that.
I did not connect the dots there. Timely manners.
Timely manner costs a lot of Mooney in South Dakota.
Hey, maybe we're just not caught up
maybe
in
we're
South
ignorant.
Dakota lingo. It's happened before. Us being ignorant, it's happened before. And it will happen again.
What?
It's probably happening right now.
Impossible. Your turn.
Speaking of culture, I have a review for you.
Okay.
From JD.
Great.
Also of a Walmart in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. One star.
Great.
Had better from a glory hole in an Iowa truck stop. End of review.
Oh my god. What's the matter with you, JD?
Well, JD, there is a question I'd like to put out to JD. Had what better?
Yeah. I had the question, and then I immediately decided I didn't want to know the answer.
Did the Iowa truck stop have better glory holes than the Walmart? Or was just the experience lacking at the Walmart compared to that Iowa experience?
Well,
tell me your theory.
Cat food was cheaper at the glory hole. Okay, I have a review. So here's what happened after this. So we discussed this. I was at my Remicade infusion texting you, and I was distraught.
Good times.
I feel like I'm always at Remicade when I'm doing this. I don't know why. I was distraught because there were barely any reviews. There were 14 reviews total of all the Walmarts on Yelp in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then there were thousands on Google reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But you had already looked at Google reviews, mm-hmm. so I was screwed. So I had one chance. I looked through. There was nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
You left me all the scraps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so instead I moved to different towns in South Dakota.
Okay.
Small towns, so I figure I might as well just spread the wealth here.
Yep. Reach our fans in those towns too.
So I moved first to Pierre, South Dakota. This is from Trista.
Isn't that the capital?
Oh, I think you're right.
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that the seat of Hughes County?
Stop. Now you're just reading.
Well, no, last thing I just remember reading that once that their population was 13,646.
Really?
The second least populous state capital in the United States after Montpelier? Is that how they say it? Vermont.
Oh, man, that's really weird because I remember one time that I read that the capital of Delaware was Dover.
Wow.
Okay. Cool. Let's go. This is a review from Trista in the capital of South Dakota, Pierre. It has 30,000 residents. I don't remember what you said.
Honestly, me neither.
Trista gave this Walmart one star. I asked if they sell cheese and they hung up. End of review. It's a very tragic tale. She wove a tragic tale for us.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss, Trista.
She churned it. Good.
She churned a tragic tale.
Of cheese and misery.
Oh, yeah, your turn.
Why?
Why?
Would you call that for that?
To see if they have cheese?
If it's your first time ever going to a Walmart, maybe I get it. Or like, no, no, no. Let me rephrase. If it's the first time you've ever heard of a Walmart, then I understand it. Otherwise, I just don't get it.
You know why I don't understand it? Because if Trista has the wherewithal to go on Google reviews and write a review, then Trista has the wherewithal to type in Walmart, do they sell cheese?
That's a very good point.
And I'm sure it says yes, or at least their dairy section comes up, so.
True.
Who knows? Maybe Trista just needed some human connection.
Cheese is very popular and they sell out very quick.
Could be.
Could be.
Your turn.
I have a review, one-star review. Don't know how to say this name. J-A-M-A.
Okay.
Not the worst experience working here, since it was a temporary position. But the Asian assistant manager was one of...
Sorry.
I know.
Oh, no.
You know it's a bad sign when they mention race. Was one of the most toxic people you can encounter or work for. The entire place turned into a hostile cesspool.
Oh, God.
Like, dude, put your anime DVD collection aside and go read a book about proper management. Nobody wants your job, too, so you can stop torturing people trying to make a decent living. I worked alongside a redhead with violent tendencies who wouldn't be qualified to work anywhere else, but because he was buddy-buddy with the assistant manager, I had to make sure he wasn't going to attack me or stab me during my shift. This place is a dump. End of review.
Now, when you say assistant manager, we mean the Asian assistant
manager.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, maybe.
I need it clarified.
Didn't clarify that time.
I need it to be clarified for me, obviously, if it's anything but Caucasian.
That's so...
Or, I guess,
how
redhead also.
Yes.
That's not okay or cool in any way.
It's one of those things that happens a lot. One of those things, you just don't need to say it. Like, everything else, it added nothing to the review. Except racism.
It added to our podcast.
Added to our podcast. Thank you.
I did
that.
See a one review that was 2 stars, and it said, "My mom said if I have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all."
And that's it?
And that's it. And it was of Walmart, and I was like, wait, but you're... Okay.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, actually.
Oh, God. Okay. Well...
I wish that were a cliche. That is the kind of cliche about reviews that I would like to see.
I think that's like
that's
just
so funny.
Not helpful though, because
no,
then if you're
not.
Giving shitty reviews, then people are like, I can't even do anything.
But we get those anyway when they're like really nasty. Like we get those like really racist ones that aren't critical at all. They're just racist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather get one that's like, well, my mother told me if I have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
About Asian managers. Don't say anything at all.
He ruined it.
God. Just wait. I have one... Give you a run for your money later. Okay, so this, I moved down now to Mitchell, South Dakota. This is a one-star review by Steve. And Steve gave this review its own title, surrounded by several asterisks and capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
Pheasant hunters, beware!
Has anyone said that ever?
Steve.
Ever in history. If I Google that right now with quotations, is that going to be the only result? I'd love it.
Well, I think Steve has a blog called...
Pheasant Hunters Beware, uh-huh. So there'll be 2 results. Got it.
Pheasant Hunters Beware! Bought Winchester 12-gauge 4-shot in a case to find out it was low brass junk. Came back the next day to exchange, not return it, and was treated like a dog by the manager. Who would sell low brass 4-shot in South Dakota? Walmart. Walmart, that's who. The manager said, guess we got you. I agree.
Oh.
End of review.
That's funny from the manager. Probably not very appropriate, but pretty funny.
Especially to a person with a gun. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Maybe don't.
But the manager's behind the counter with more guns.
Also, the gun is low brass junk, so obviously it
oh,
means
yeah.
It's not going to do much if you're a pheasant hunter anyway.
That was full of things that I'd never, like, heard before, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
Pheasant hunters,
that's
low
the number.
Brass, something,
that's
something.
That's the main thing we haven't heard of.
I mean, I've heard of them, much like I've heard of a gun, but when it talks about them being low brass junk, I'm like, Who would sell that in South Dakota? I wouldn't know.
It's a Walmart. I just told you.
Oh, sorry.
I would like you to please pay attention.
I'm really not.
To Steve's blog. Okay, your turn.
My next review is from Isaac. One star. It does not need to be so very busy. It's not like the end of the world or a nuclear bomb coming down straight at us. And we need to come the only store, just leave the store less. End of review.
I think at the end he did get hit by a nuclear
bomb.
There was
some sort of nuclear radiation
going on. Hit his keyboard or something.
Absolutely.
What is the last part? I just need to clarify.
Okay, there's no punctuation. So I just kind of winged it.
Sure.
Improv, you know,
sure.
Improv. So after the part that says a nuclear bomb coming down straight at us, it says, and we need to come, the only store, just leave the store less.
Wow.
And we need to come the... See, there's like nothing that... Unless there's like a typo or an autocorrect, I have no idea.
It's a riddle.
It's a riddle.
Mm-hmm.
We get these sometimes.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
So there was something I was going to tell you about the beginning that I forgot about.
Okay, tell me
about Helen McGuckin.
Oh yeah, that they found her.
I just want to tell you about it. Did you know that they? Okay, so you know they found her.
So Helen McGuckin, for those who don't remember from like two episodes ago,
yeah,
was the what was it? What city? The River Dogs.
Yeah, Charleston River.
Charleston River Dogs baseball team. They had gotten a one-star review from Helen McGuckin, who said, "Drove by,
2 out of 5 stars."
Yeah.
And that was her review of the team.
They held a Helen McGuckin night, tried to encourage her to come and enjoy a baseball game and have a better experience. And she did come. They found her. And yeah.
So tell us. That's not totally correct.
What?
So Blaze sent me this article.
No.
They did find Helen. Well, the graphic they put out. They put up promotions on video boards that said, Helen, give us a chance, and then had their phone number to try and get her to come, right? Okay, quote, one of our season ticket holders had a connection to her, and a couple weeks ago she called in. Someone told me Helen McGuckin is on the line, and I thought they were joking. But it was her. She was definitely caught off guard, but she got it. She thought it was funny. We told her, you get the best seats in the house, VIP parking. If you want to hear a Billy Joel song, then you'll hear Billy Joel. So she was on board, but then a scheduling conflict caused her to renege on her commitment just a few days prior to the promotion. So the River Dogs concocted a plan B. They went through with Helen McGuckinite, but with another woman in the role of Helen McGuckin.
No, they got a fake Helen McGuckin.
This is like a conspiracy of all this is a conspiracy to end conspiracies. God. We asked our office manager, Cynthia Linhart, if she'd be willing to play along, said Current. Cynthia's tremendous, but not someone who's used to being in front of a lot of people. We said, pretend it's Administrative Professionals Appreciation Day. Just be yourself and have fun. But if people say, hey, Helen, feel free to wave at them. So they found a fake Helen.
What? I feel so lied to.
I know. So it's just wild. Anyway, so then, I mean, at least Cynthia got...
I saw the picture of Helen at Helen McGuckin. Yeah, I'm like, yep, that's a Helen McGuckin.
That's a
now I feel like an idiot.
That's a Cynthia Linhart, if I ever saw one. Anyway, so I wanted to bring this conspiracy to the forefront. And what I do want to say is that the Hartford Yard Goats would never pull something like this.
You think? Portland Pickles would. Portland Pickles have a cucumber night. They give everyone cucumbers.
I mean, they would never lie to their adoring fans.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, go to a Portland Pickles game, get a cucumber. Uh-oh.
Wait, this is...
Speaking of which, if any of these teams want to host a Beach 2 Sandy night...
I was about to say, listen to this last paragraph. We ended up with a number of new 5-star reviews last night. People bought into it. They had fun. McGuckin's review was just so unique. It wasn't mad. It wasn't thrilled. It was just bland. And she has a funny name. And in minor league baseball, that was just a humorous perfect storm that got us an entire theme night. I'm like, okay, that got them a bunch of 5-star reviews. Maybe we need to host some theme nights.
Yeah, we should.
I guess that's kind of the point of our episodes, huh?
Yeah, let's have a wiffle ball tournament in our backyard or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was a nice little break from these crazy Walmart reviews. Thank
just,
you.
Just remembered that. I remembered I had something to say. Okay, so is it my turn?
It is. Go for it.
This is a 3-star review. We're still in Mitchell, South Dakota, home of pheasant hunters. Mm-hmm. Catherine gave this Walmart in Mitchell 3 stars. They ran out of galoshes or anything of the sort. End of review.
It's like a J.D. Salinger novel. Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful haiku.
Do people say galoshes a lot?
No. Like up there, I mean, maybe up there. I guess I mean, for me, that was such a weird word. Sounds like jalopy.
Okay, yeah. If someone said jalopy, I'd be like, that's not in Appalachia. If someone said a jalopy anywhere other than Appalachia, I'd be like, what?
They ran out of jalopies and galoshes. People in other countries are who are listening are like, what the actual hell is wrong with
just Google it, because that's what we usually do with this stuff.
So, pretty tragic tale. They're all weaving some pretty tragic tales. South Dakota must be tough to live up there.
It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
I've got a 1-star review from Rebecca.
Okay.
Wanted to buy a Sons of Anarchy DVD. The cashier said she couldn't sell it to me because it's Walmart's policy to card anyone who looks under 40 to purchase a DVD. Needless to say, I am 48 years old. I was in there 2 days ago and bought cigarettes and never got carded. And the guy in front of me bought a DVD and never got carded. Needless to say, I said, forget it. What a joke. They're up $70 because it was the boxed set. End of review.
Oh, Rebecca.
Tragedy. Again, tragedy.
Go to Netflix. Here's the thing.
Join the 21st century.
I have a review about DVDs as well. This is a little bit weird, but... Rebecca, my favorite line is, they wouldn't sell it to me to people. Needless to say, I'm 48. I'm like, it is not needless to say, because how the hell am I supposed to know how old you are?
I do not think Rebecca understands how to use the phrase needless to say. Except the second time it was correct, I guess. The guy in front of me bought a DVD and never got carded. Needless to say, I said forget it.
We have noticed a trend of reviewers... evolving within their own review. So maybe that's what's happening.
So anyone out there who's writing 1-star reviews, maybe write a really long one and then delete the first half.
Yeah, and then by the end, you'll have regained some sort of humanity.
Beautiful human being.
Needless to say, I'm 48 years old and they're out $80. $70?
70.
That's a lot of money for a freaking Sons of Anarchy DVD.
Yeah, and that's actually, to me, an acceptable way to buy a DVD. Like, not that I haven't bought a DVD in the past year. I'm pretty sure. Oh, I bought a Blu-ray. But my point is, like, a box set of something, if you can't access it online or you're whatever. Yeah, that makes sense.
Go to Walmart?
Go to Walmart. Allie and I got the rented in Portland. There's a video store. We rented King of the Hill. That's how we watched King of the Hill. And then, like, a week later, it was on Hulu.
I don't have anything that plays a DVD anymore. Otherwise, I would be more inclined to do so.
Neither do we.
Okay, well.
Anyway, where were we?
This is a very depressing episode, everyone. Nobody's getting what they wanted. This is going to get a little bit even worse for you and everyone, and especially for Bear. 1-star view. And Bear's family. We're also, by the way, we've moved to Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh my God, we're going everywhere.
Yes. Bear gave this Walmart 1-star review. Some old guy flashed my wife and child his penis. Pretty usual crowd for Walmart, but we're probably not going back. End of review.
Oh my God.
The shocking...
That was way too casual.
The shocking lack of concern near the end. So this is another, maybe this is the opposite of evolving. This is devolving.
Devolving, yes.
Bear has devolved.
Well, it's like he's coming to terms with it, which is probably just, not something that you should be coming to terms with.
No, it seems like this is too normal. He says it's a pretty usual crowd for Walmart. I'm like, if that's your usual experience at Walmart, maybe reconsider.
Like, I understand the cliche about Walmart customers, but I mean, come on.
Right. Like, there's this.
That goes beyond.
If this is a real life scenario, below this is so and beyond. Bad. So, anyway, so there's that.
Well, I feel sorry for you and your family, Bear.
I do too. That's terrible.
Here's one from Aura, 1-star review. A Native American employee harassed me for no good reason.
I'm sure.
I think she's prejudiced towards middle-class white women. I plan to report her to management. End of review.
I thought you were going to say, I plan to report her to MAGA. Guys! Oh, I almost just broke the furniture.
That's the next step.
Prejudice against middle-class what? White?
White. Well, it says white woman. But I assume they meant white women. Yes. Prejudice towards middle-class white women.
I have a weird feeling in my body, and then I was like, I need to, like, self-assess. Like, my therapist tells me, like, really think about what you're feeling. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm feeling such shame and embarrassment. And then I'm like, oh, right. As a white lady, I'm feeling such shame and embarrassment just hearing somebody write that.
Yeah. My therapist tells me to take not one, but 2 steps backwards when I get that way. To really get a look at the
I'm mortified. The
and
I'm truly,
I don't feel any better after doing that.
No, because the picture just gets worse the more you look at it.
See, for me, I'm a man, so I shouldn't feel bad, because this is a middle-class white woman.
Alexander, so I don't know. As a white man, you're the most prejudiced against out of anybody
exactly,
in this
nation. Exactly, so I can actually, I feel for this woman a little bit.
Did you know white men have become a minority in this country? Especially at Walmart.
Like, I'm afraid to agree jokingly. By the way, I don't know. My nose started bleeding.
Oh my god.
That's why I'm like
you
really
guys,
out of
that
it right
just
now.
Really hit us hard. I don't
I'm like I'm not even joking. There's blood on me right now.
Like I just read a review about someone flashing their penis and now all of a sudden
like literally whatever words I said in the past 30 seconds, I don't know. That's why I'm like I'm just blabbing cuz I'm like why is there blood all over my hands?
This is becoming a war zone. Neither of our therapists would be thrilled at the way this has gone.
Oh, can't. Thank God I see him on Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad that you read that, because I'm about to read something pretty shitty, too.
Can I clean up a little bit first?
If you must.
We'll take a quick break.
Wait. Clean up on aisle, Alex. I unpaused the podcast.
This is. I'm
that.
Trying to get up to go clean up, and she's like, and she says, wait, and then she records again and
says
that
I just came up
shit.
With a really good idea.
It's not a good idea. Let me clean up.
I was there said, where were we? Are you all right?
I've felt better. I'm just kind of nervous to continue.
Will you rate your scale on 1 bomb to 10 bomb scale?
No.
Will you rate your pain on a bomb scale, I mean?
No bombs.
No bombs?
No bombs. Bombs are good.
But more bombs are better.
More bombs are better. God, I can't even remember. I'm so out of it right now. I think I lost too much blood.
Okay, well, that's now you're just being a sheeper. You just brought in a whole roll of toilet paper.
I brought my toilet paper, so I'm good.
All right, so I guess is it my turn now?
I think so.
I'm worried that I'm just going to... The bleeding will just profusely continue if I continue with my review, but...
They're probably pretty bad. Huh?
I must nobly proceed...
Do it. You're not being noble by proceeding. I am.
On behalf of Ken.
Okay, Ken.
Ken from Rapid City. 1-star review. Do not buy the DVDs out of their bins. They will not refund if the DVD is bad. We exchanged. I had to figure out what that word was. XCHGD is how he spells exchanged.
Wow.
XCHGD.
Got the point across, I guess, in the end.
We exchanged and same thing did not work. By the way, it's the DVD, not our DVD player. Walmart's mentality is that they don't care how much time and gas it takes a customer. This mentality is typical of Democratic-controlled companies.
Oh!
End of review.
What? Whoa!
I'm learning a lot today.
Did you Google that?
I meant to.
Because I would bet very good money that Walmart is not...
That is the case.
...democratically controlled.
Okay, I typed in Walmart Democrat or Republican.
It's been fairly split. I mean, mostly
it
Republicans.
It looks pretty split.
It's pretty Republican. Like, but in 2018, it was 38% to Democrats, 50% to Republicans. 2020, it's now 61% Republican, though.
Well, Ken...
But it doesn't... Whatever. That was still just a ridiculous statement.
Here's what I did.
Tell me what you did.
I saw that Ken was a star reviewer on Google.
Oh.
He had a lot of points, which apparently is now a thing. In fact, he had 5,000-some points. And...
Should I be impressed?
If you're not impressed, then there's a screw loose with you, because Ken is a very impressive man.
My brain's made with low brass.
Who would sell low brass?
Walmart.
That's who.
Democrats.
Ken says a lot of things, and every time he doesn't like something, it's almost like the literal non-ironic physical form of thanks Obama.
Yeah.
Like he truly, anytime something is not really pleasing to him, he goes, well, that's what the liberals do.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, it's like he was at an O. Charlie's, for example, and he had a very good experience. And so he wrote, classic conservative company.
No way.
Making our or classic conservative restaurant, making our dinner a great experience. Like, I just, it's so weird. Like, every place he goes to, he decides which political party operates it somehow, depending on the caliber of his experience.
What?
I know. So I have one more review from Ken.
Yes, please. Give me.
And this one's going to hurt your feelings.
It's not, it fucking better not be IHOP or, oh, it's Cracker Barrel.
Wait, he did write one of IHOP. I didn't include it.
It is Cracker Barrel, isn't
it? He did not like IHOP, and he said it was run by liberals.
Good.
That's
my liberal mecca is IHOP.
However, he's been very busy. He wrote a 1-star review of Texas Roadhouse in Elk Grove, California.
Oh, shoot. So I'm going to be... I have no allegiance to Texas
you don't
right
know
now, so I'm going to be offended.
You don't know
reason.
Why you're going to be offended
I'm
yet.
Nervous now.
You and I are both going to be offended.
Okay.
Because we're sensitive liberals, or as he likes to say, libtards.
Libtards, yes.
I did a control F for that. There were too many to keep in here. So Ken gave... 3 weeks ago, BTW. I need you to remember this timeline. Three weeks ago, Texas Roadhouse in Elk Grove, California, 1-star. Stopped in to get a gift card. The hostess called someone to come up to the front. Guy came up, asked what I wanted. I told him $100 gift card. He did his thing. No thank you or have a nice day. Now we switch into capital letters. You Californians suck up, down, left, and right. I hope this piece of shit state gets swallowed up in an earthquake. Signed, a Floridian. Please keep in mind this review was written mere days before our 7.1 earthquake.
Right.
And I now suddenly feel a strong allegiance to Ken and his fortune telling abilities. I don't know.
I
Ken is scaring me.
I would say yes. It sounds like that's exactly what this is.
It was actually really thrilling to read along the timeline because he was in California, it seemed, for about a month. And he kept writing, only 17 days left in this piece of shit state. Only 14 days left in this crappy state. Only 8 days left in this libtard run half of the country. Like, he just was so adamant about how much he fucking hated it. And then even if he liked a place, he would write, this was great, especially considering the idiots that live in this state.
That's
like,
insanity.
It's just horrifying.
That's actual insanity.
So,
well, Florida, you can have them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's how I feel.
I was going to say, I felt a little comforted when I saw signed a Floridian. I hope this POS state gets swallowed up in an earthquake.
Because the manager at one Texas Roadhouse wasn't polite enough for you.
And he wasn't impolite. He just said, here, you go, and didn't say have a nice day, which if I saw this guy in a MAGA hat, I probably wouldn't say it either. So, Let's be real. Anyway, so that's a little insight into Ken, our new friend Ken.
New friend Ken.
Who seems to have his pulse on the fault line.
Oh, pulse on the fault line. That sounds like a good earthquake podcast.
Write that down. Oh yeah. My God, TM, don't steal that.
Pulse on the fault
line. I'm Christine, and I've got my pulse on the... No, that's wrong. My finger on the pulse.
Yeah, so
shit.
No, never
God
mind.
God damn it.
You know what? Finger on the pulse of the fault. It's worse than we thought.
God, it was so good for a minute.
Okay, someone can use it now.
On TM.
Yeah, on TM.
MT.
Jesus.
Your turn.
I have a 1-star review by Andre. Useless teenage greeter. End of review.
There were so many where they were so mad about the caliber or the quality of the greetings
it's
they received.
So just wild to me. Like, greeter didn't even smile. It's like...
I don't like when people talk to me at the store. I really don't. That's why I wear headphones. I'm too socially anxious for that.
Yeah.
And like if someone says hi and is friendly, great. I'll be hi, say hi, I'm friendly back. But God, I'm not like eyeing everybody
and like
waiting,
scrutinizing.
Waiting for my friendly hello. I mean, there were people who posted, did you see all the reviews about the self-checkout?
No.
There were so many reviews that I read about the self-checkout lanes, which I love, by the way. Once again, as an extremely socially anxious person,
yeah.
I really prefer a self-checkout lane.
Me too.
But there were so many reviews being like, greedy corporate Walmart giving jobs to robots.
Yeah.
And then saying, who would ever want to go in such a line anyway? There's no human interaction. You don't get to have a chat if you're checking out at the... Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get to have a chat with you, Jeremy, because you're buying a gun and you're a pheasant hunter and I can't relate to you. That's why I use the checkout lane. Anyway.
So in this scenario, you're both the cashier and the customer. Just checking.
And we're both pheasant hunters. It's my fantasy world. I can build it however I want. It's full of useless teen greeters.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry.
Too much.
Teens.
Leave the teens out of this.
Teens, are you listening? I'm sorry.
Teens, avoid her
teens,
at all costs.
I'm so sorry.
She'll lock you in her basement that is set up like a Walmart. She just wants your greetings.
Let's play house, except it's Walmart. Okay.
Let's play Timely Manor.
Welcome to my Timely Manor. There's hair all over the floor.
Oh, God.
And stains on the... Okay, I'm done. We're moving to Aberdeen. This is the last place we're going in South Dakota.
Okay.
South Dakota, if anyone
nice trip,
ever...
Though.
I know.
It's
been
like that.
Lovely. We've met so many really good people. If South Dakota listeners ever write in, like, you should cover South Dakota, I'm going to be like...
Please.
Did I not do enough for you?
There's literally nothing else to cover after this.
You said that last time, but
I'm
this
sorry.
Time you
I'm
really
just,
mean it.
No. Oh, I got to say, and I feel that way about North Dakota, too.
Oh, right. You got to balance
that way
it's
okay.
out. Insult everyone equally. So this is a review by Jerry of the Walmart in Aberdeen, and it is a 2-star review. Jerry says, employees always gathering in groups of 4 or more, mostly talking in their foreign languages, laughing when Caucasians walk by, very rude. When in America, speak English and do American. End of review. Idiot.
Idiot, yeah. Is that what doing American is, being an idiot?
God, apparently.
Then he's the most American person out there.
Apparently. That's what we're proving today, I think. It's my new thesis statement, my hypothesis.
Yeah.
I saw a shirt the other day, because I was looking at, so Karamo from Queer Eye posted a shirt that he had made that said, made by immigrants. And I was like, that's so cool. And turns out he had made himself, but so I Googled it.
No, the immigrants made it. The shirt.
It did say made in Bangladesh.
There you go.
I'm just kidding.
Americans who immigrated to Bangladesh made that shirt.
The point is, Karamo was saying made by... I don't think you understand the point that I'm trying to make.
The point is, the shirt that he had made for himself says made by immigrants because his parents are immigrants.
Right.
I did understand that.
Okay,
I'm
great.
I'm just being annoying about it.
Yeah, you are doing that, so that's
so you
good.
Want one now.
No. So I Googled the shirt being like, oh, where did he get that? And then some other shirts came up, and one of them literally said, it had a picture of a Native American man, and it said, I heard you're trying to kick out immigrants. Great, when do you leave? And I was like, yes, thank you. That makes no fucking sense to be like, oh, when yeah. speak English and do American.
Yeah, because people don't think that far. They don't
I know,
think that,
and I, it's like, so idiotic that I even try to put logic to it.
No, it is, because it's ridiculous.
There's no logic to it. I'm sorry.
People
I shouldn't
don't
even
consider the fact that Caucasians were not here first. It's just facts. Like, that's a dumb thing,
but
too.
But they were here best.
But they, oh, there you... Wow. You make a really, really good Caucasian. And
I
good American.
I do, don't I? I make a really great middle-aged woman we're really prejudiced against. Okay. So, your turn.
Okay, I've got one here from Derek. This is my last Walmart review. 1 star. Never able to find helpful faces late at night. End of review.
Is he okay? I heard there's a useless teen greeter wandering around. You could find him. Wait.
Yeah, it literally says just never able to find helpful faces late at night.
That sounds like...
He should stay home and like watch Cheers or something, if that's what he's
yeah,
looking for.
Yes, you're right. It sounds like the lyrics to an Evanescence, like knockoff Evanescence song.
Anyway.
So I said, or I saw something that was like, never come here at night. I guess it was just because there's no friendly faces. Which, I mean, I could see why not, why there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a review by Tiana of the Aberdeen Walmart. It was my best friend's birthday, so we asked if over the intercom they could wish her a happy birthday, and the manager was being mean and said no. It was a simple request that would have made her birthday special, and he said no. End of review.
Oh my god. Are they 12?
Based on their photograph, no. They are, their frontal lobes have formed pretty fully, from what I can tell.
Are you saying they have large foreheads?
I'm saying that they're old enough to where
oh,
their
got it.
Development has,
I sounded just like an elaborate insult.
No, I'm saying I looked at them and they're not young enough to be able to use the excuse of we didn't know any better.
Understood.
So sorry, Tiana, that your friend's birthday was ruined because you wouldn't be able to shout on the intercom.
Just grab one.
Like, just do like everyone else does. Just
yeah,
take it.
Just do it.
It's America.
Just
after
like
all.
A Caucasian. Take it.
All right. Yeah, that's what we do mm-hmm. in this country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have anything else?
No.
Oh, I have a redemption.
Oh, yay. Good.
So this is a redemption of the original Walmart in Sioux Falls, South Dakota that we were looking at. This is by Olivia. 5 stars. I absolutely love this Walmart. Everyone here is overly friendly and really helpful. I come here all the time and it's such a fun environment. This is the best, cleanest Walmart I have ever been in. I was once rolling around on the floors, and they were really dirty, but it's what? Not like I expect them to sweep every 5 seconds. Highly recommend. End of review. Oh.
Another example of a review devolving. First half, perfect. Leave it at that.
So kind.
Second half, could have left that behind. Rolling on the floor.
I thought I misread it like several times. Yeah. I was once rolling around on the floors and they were really dirty. She just said, this is the cleanest Walmart. Does she just roll around all the floors? And
how else would she know?
The other ones must be real nasty if this is the cleanest one she's found.
Well, the other ones have hair
That's
on the floor.
That's true. To be fair, the other ones are timely manners.
Yes, yes. Unlike this one.
Unlike a plain old Walmart.
Oh my lord.
Okay, that was a trip.
It was. I like the whole Walmart thing. Reading through those, there's so many good ones.
Yes, people, Walmart, we could probably do in every city in America and just make an entire podcast on that.
Yeah.
You kind of see the worst and weirdest of humanity, of America,
true,
in these
true.
Reviews.
True. All right.
Cool.
Time for me to show you how I did on my challenge.
Great.
So for those who don't remember, my challenge was to find a review that contained a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to find one, like, I purposefully challenged myself not to find a spoiler in a review for the media being spoiled, if that made sense. So, what? Like, okay, I didn't want to look up Harry Potter DVDs.
And find Harry Potter spoilers.
Yeah, because, okay, of course, someone's going to say that. Sure. Spoilers in there. That's easy. So I found three reviews. This first one I have is a review of a book called The Fall of Man, Days of Judgment.
Oh, okay.
And, spoiler alert, this is a spoiler of Harry Potter.
Okay, what the hell?
One of the later things that happens in Harry Potter.
Okay.
This is a 5-star review titled Blown Away. I read this book in one day, in one sitting. It's not at all what I would have expected. This pulled me in and put me right there with the characters. I cried. I never cry, except when Dumbledore died. But they were not sad tears. This book takes you on a journey that encompasses what it means to be human. It's not my usual genre, but it's not what you expect. This crosses the boundaries of all stereotypes. End of review.
Oh my god! Did you Google Dumbledore died?
This is how I did this.
I had a feeling you looked up
spoilers. I looked spoilers. Up specific spoilers to help me find
these. Quite brilliant.
And it worked.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, I do have two more.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay, spoiler over.
Spoiler, Harry Potter spoiler over.
Spoiler
over. This next one is a Sixth Sense spoiler.
Oh, I was hoping you would do this.
This is by Steven, and it's of a Citibank.
Wait, what?
3-star reviews.
Okay.
Where are all the employees? I've walked all the way in, signed my name in, sat down, waited 5 minutes. Not a single person has greeted me. Not a, hi, we'll be right with you. Nothing. There are 3 women staring at their computer screen doing something, but not acknowledging that I've been sitting here. I'm staring at them. Oh no. Am I dead? Am I Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense? No! Oh hey, I see someone's coming from out of the back. I think she sees me, does she? She's walking closer. She smiled at me. I'm still alive! Awesome, time to get my banking needs taken care of. Elfin. End of review.
What the fuck? What was the last line?
Elfin, like Finn. Like
Elfine?
Elfine, did I say it? Is that how you say it?
I think it's Fiend.
Fiend?
Wait, like the end of the end?
Yeah, like end, the end.
Okay, is this, again, I know I say this a lot, but this is fan fiction, right? City, set in Citibank?
Yes.
Bruce Willis fan fiction set in Citibank.
Bruce Willis fan fiction.
I mean, I love a good Bruce Willis fanfic, but...
Like a combo Die Hard Sixth Sense situation going
on. Wow. It's actually a great idea.
Yeah, right? John McClane was dead the whole time. So yeah, I thought it was somewhat clever.
That was quite a spoiler, too.
It was a good one, right?
That will literally spoil the movie for real.
Yeah.
Okay, that was very, very good. Okay, spoiler... Sixth Sense spoiler over.
Sixth Sense spoiler over. My final review is of the Dunes Inn in Michigan City, Indiana.
What are we spoiling?
We are spoiling the Bible.
Alexander, I haven't finished it yet. Please.
I know. Plug your ears.
I'm only 472 chapters in.
This is by Monty.
Stop.
Not the same one. I had my suspicions, but it's not the same Monty.
Can we please just go with that theory?
From episode, what was that? Like
one?
Was it episode one or two or something?
It was really early on.
I think it was episode 2 or something. Here we go. Holy fucking hell. Families, excuse my language, but Jesus ain't here. He turned tail faster than you turn from the church after skipping to the end of the Bible. Spoiler alert, the main character dies at the end. Not unlike the very real possibility that your own story could end the same if fate deals you the misfortune of spending a night in this disease-ridden cesspool, seamlessly reminiscent of a 17th century London. hide your kids, hide your wives, literally the sketchiest place I've ever stepped foot in. Out front, there's a sign that says, thanks for not smoking. And every room is a smoking room. Every room is far from clean. 99 bottles of milk on the wall. Just got an X-rated version. That ain't milk, honey.
Oh my god, what the frick? Okay.
Stains and splotches of all shapes, sizes, and colors. I'm struggling to distinguish realism and an overactive imagination, but I think it's primarily blood and cum. Black mold is a definite, visible in all rooms.
Wait, hold on, he's just in a timely manner. There's just hair on the floor, smoke in the air.
You know, just like our basement.
Just like a Walmart.
Where you keep your teenage greeters. If you're truly desperate to stay the night nearby in Michigan City, Indiana, there's a Family Express gas station nearby with a public dumpster out back. The raccoons will keep you warmer at night than the cold misfortune of Count Olaf, who I'm convinced owns the Dunes Inn Hotel. Run. End of review.
Oh, dear Lord. Was this written on TripAdvisor?
Isn't that wonderful? No, it was a Yelp review.
Oh, wow.
How
that's
wonderful was
I
that?
I usually expect this, like, fanciful verbiage from TripAdvisor, not Yelp.
Right?
But I'm still a little hung up on that spoiler. Really ruined it for me. I guess I won't even finish it now.
Well, to be fair, it's technically not the end of the Bible.
That's true.
And it also happens four different times. So you get to relive it every gospel.
It happened four times. Wait, Eltoner! You're spoiling it again. God damn it. Wait.
What?
You know what the real spoiler is.
I don't want to know. What is it?
He comes back.
Yay! Dang.
I'm sorry. Bible spoiler over. Guys.
Bible spoiler over.
I never thought I would say that line.
I did have fun. Part of it, I didn't want to spoil, like, current stuff too.
Yeah,
like, also because I'm not caught up in most things.
It's actually way funnier to do like classic things, I think
this is something everyone can listen to, because like, yeah, yeah. Sixth Sense, if you don't like, you, it's probably been spoiled for you
at this point. Either
the Bible, right. Probably not, because, you know, who knows that story.
Someone's ruined it for you already.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is a trip. Yeah,
I had a lot of fun with that.
I like the three that you picked. The Bible, Harry Potter. Similar in my experience.
Yes.
Similar demographics.
Pretty much the same
reading
thing.
Reading both. Mm-hmm. And then Sixth Sense is always a spoiler classic.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Was good, Zanny. You did so good.
Thank you. I had fun with that one.
That was a really fun. Good one.
Yeah.
Thank you to whomever. Oh, Amy.
Amy. Thank you, Amy.
I literally went back and listened today to make sure I got the name. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
So, okay, cool. Guys, I guess check us out on beach2sandy.com.
Yeah.
Also, write us a review if you can. That would be super nice. Also, you can listen to us on Spotify or wherever. Follow us on social media at beach2sandy. We're posting some fun, like, we're doing a new thing. We're posting reviews that we find.
Post some more screenshots of reviews.
Yeah.
That we don't read on here.
Right.
Yeah, we're just going to
bonus content.
Bonus content.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
how about you give us the theme for next week?
Fantastic.
I'll give you a challenge.
Sounds good. All right. Our theme for next week is one that I've been mulling over for quite some time now. We haven't done an episode in New Jersey.
See, that's surprising.
Isn't it? Because, like, South Dakota, I was like, okay, yeah, even people from South Dakota were surprised. New Jersey, like, oh, we haven't done that yet.
That's funny. I didn't think about that, yeah.
So, we really should start a list, because after this, I'm running out of anything, any sort of understanding of where we are. So, I figured, you know, what would be a fun thing to look into in New Jersey? And there are a lot, mind you. I'm sure everyone listening has their own opinion.
The last time I was there was on my way to a stop there, on my way to a... table tennis tournament.
Oh!
So, better have something to do with...
the greatest sport?
Greatest sport known to man.
Oh, well, you might be disappointed. I decided that the theme is going to be souvenir shops in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Love that. What?
I just can't wait to look this up.
You said souvenir shops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you have for my challenge, which is the part that makes me nervous?
Your challenge? I've wanted to do something on these vessels, and I couldn't come up with something, but I came
vessels.
Up with something.
Vessels?
You... I don't even know if that's right. Whatever. You are going to have to find reviews of cruises...
Oh, no.
...that mention a breakup or a divorce.
Alexander, you know me so well. This is exactly what I was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I figured, because there are some other ones I had like in my mind that were probably way too hard. Like
about cruises?
Where someone falls overboard, where someone gets put in the brig, where someone...
I watched a 2020 episode about a woman falling overboard.
Oh, geez. I mean, that's tragic stuff.
It's
that's very stuff
bad.
Like, if someone falls overboard, they're probably gone, especially if it's at night. I mean, okay, I think it's happened.
She survived, but people I don't think survived, she's writing to Yelp. I think she's writing to the local police office.
And it's probably rare for
Why do I keep saying police office?
I don't know. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I figured a breakup, divorce is something that people will talk about. Either, of course, it would be fun if it happened on the cruise itself.
Well, naturally.
That's the idea. But I also felt... If you can't find that...
Girls trip!
Yep, at least you'll find stuff like that.
What's that thing people are doing nowadays? Like
a divorce honeymoon kind of thing? Like a
A divorce moon.
Is that what they call
it? I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Hashtag divorce moon has a few posts, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll find that. I'll find it out. I'll find the real deal. The drama. The hot goss, if you will. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Can't wait.
Bye.